Mindset for IELTS, Level 3, by Claire Wijayatilaka and Greg Archer. Published by Cambridge University Press and Cambridge English Language Assessment, 2018. This recording is copyright. Track 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Museum of London Life. My name's Peter, and I'll be your guide, taking you through your exciting visit, which lasts for approximately 90 minutes and traces the history of this vast and ever-changing city. But before we eventually arrive back here in the present, we begin our walk in ancient London, where we're going to take a look at life from the point of view of prehistoric men, women, and children, looking at how they lived thousands of years ago, when all this around us was fields. At this point, London was little more than a few settlements, dotted about here and there. Certainly nothing like the metropolis you see surrounding you today. So, from there, the walk allows you to see the city grow as you progress through the exhibits, and take in the fascinating pieces of history that have been found and donated to the museum over the years, including maps, photos, images, and thousands of other objects here. And finally, when we leave the part of the exhibition called Contemporary London, we'll move away from our present here in the 21st century and head off into the 22nd.
Track 3.
Hello, the Museum of London Life. How can I help?
Oh, hi. I was wondering if you could send me some information. I've been looking on your website and can't seem to find what I need to know.
Certainly, sir. Can I take your name, first of all?
Yes, it's James Graham.
Okay. So that's G-R-A-H-A-M, correct?
No, it's G-R-A-E-M-E.
Okay, great. Got there in the end. So, how can I help?
Well, it says that I can print off some vouchers for reduced entry, but I haven't got a printer. Could you send me some through the post?
Sure. What's your address?
16 Mount Hill Road. That's M-O-U-N-T, Hill Road, London, E15-2TP.
OK. Can I take a contact number for you for our records?
Yes, it's 770-464.
Okay, great. I'll get some vouchers sent out to you.
Thanks. Could you just clarify what the discount structure is?
Of course. So, for groups of four or more, there's a 10% discount applied. If you manage to get together a larger gang of people, 10 or more to be precise, then that figure goes up to 15%.
Oh, and what about students like me? Anything extra?
Yes, all students get that same 15% discount automatically. But in groups of four or more, that goes up by another 5% to 20%. Would you be coming with friends?
No, I think the likelihood is that I'll be on my own. So, how much exactly would that cost me for entry?
That's £4.25.
So, with the discount, that makes £3.61, doesn't it?
No, sorry. That price was with the discount already applied.
Oh, okay. And are there any special exhibitions at the moment? I'll book tickets for that as well today, provided there's something special that I'm particularly interested in.
There is, actually. You've just missed a really popular one that took in the Viking period. And coming up, we've got the period known as the Industrial Revolution. But the one we're currently running is called Underground London, which looks at the tunnels, sewers and catacombs beneath the streets of the city.
Great. Ideally, I'd like to visit on my birthday, the 13th of July.
Let me check. No, that's a Monday. We're closed on Mondays.
Oh, that's a shame. Never mind, I'll come the day before. Can I book over the phone now?
Certainly. So that's one student ticket for the 12th. Let me take your payment details.
Track 4.
Your pre-printed ticket will be available to collect as soon as you arrive at the front desk.
So I should bring my passport then for proof of ID?
People usually have a copy of their booking on their email and they just show this on their smartphones and go straight through. But if for some reason you can't get any internet connection here, you obviously can't pull up your ticket details to show the museum assistant, but you'll get your tickets fine. As long as you can produce the payment card you bought the tickets with. That's the only ID we need to see.
Great. Well, thanks for all your help today. Anything you'd recommend personally? What do you like most about the museum?
One important thing is that the museum here has formed some extremely worthwhile partnerships with a wide range of local charities. In London, like any capital city, there are a lot of social problems, and the museum's help in reaching out to the world outside is greatly appreciated by so many. But what's so good for visitors, and is absolutely key for me, is that as you walk through from one room to another, you always, always get a real sense of who has lived here over the years and what sort of people they are or have been. And that's really easy to do because of the way the exhibition designers have connected each section to the next, with a real sense of development and design. It just flows so well from one room to the next. Better than any other museum I've been into, certainly.
Well, you really like it there, don't you?
Absolutely. Unless something dramatic happens, I should be working here for a long time.
Track 5.
You will hear a conversation between an employee at a removals company and a man who is planning to move to London. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good afternoon, We Move You. How can I help you?
Hello there. I'd like some help with my move to London. I'm currently living a long way away in the southwest of the UK. Is that an area you cover?
Yes, we cover all of the UK, so that's no problem. Can I take your name first, please?
Yes, it's Mr. David Cottenham.
C-O-T-N-A-M?
No, it's C-O-T-T-E-N-H-A-M.
OK, Mr. Cottenham. You said that you live in the southwest.
Yes, at 4 West Cottages in Humblington. It's a small town near Exton. Well, it's more of a village, really.
Mm-hmm. And the postcode there, please, so I can look up exactly where you are.
DV12-8 H-A.
OK, I found your home on the system here. My goodness, that's very much in the countryside, isn't it?
Yes, it is. London's going to be a bit of a shock for me. It's so crowded.
Well, it can be, but it depends where you live. What address are you moving to?
8B Green End Road, E19 4RR. A Green End is one word.
Well, that area is one of the quieter parts of London, at least. Not as busy as other places, certainly. When are you looking to move?
The 30th of August.
That's good for us. People are on their summer holidays, children aren't at school, so there's less traffic on the roads. What sort of time are you thinking of leaving?
Around 7:30 would be good.
That may be difficult, because our staff need a lot of time to pack your things into the lorry. They'll need to start in the middle of the night if you want to leave that early.
No, no, I mean 7:30 in the evening.
Oh, I see. We can do that. And do you want to take out insurance in case there's any damage to your property?
Yes, I think so. I've looked at everything I own, and I think that it's all worth about £40,000 in total.
Shall we say a little bit more, just in case? I know you probably think it'll be much more expensive to take a higher amount, but the difference in what you pay for £40,000 or £50,000 in insurance is actually just a few pounds. It's £10 higher for £50,000 and £15 higher for £60,000.
Yes, okay. Make it £50,000. No, on second thoughts, £60,000. So how much do you think the relocation will cost in total?
Let me check. I think we can do everything for approximately £2,000. That figure may change, of course. It's just an estimate for now, but it gives you a good idea of the price you'll have to pay.
That's pretty good, actually. I was expecting a lot more.
Would you like to book now, or shall I take your mobile number? I can call you back tomorrow, after you've had some time to think about it, maybe.
Sure. It's 07238244510.
Great. I'll speak to you tomorrow, and if you have any other questions, either call us back on the number you first dialed or have a look at our website.
What's the website address, please?
www.we-move-u, that's the letter U, not the word U, .co.uk.
OK, thanks for your help. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 9. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 9.
Hello, Mr. Cottenham. It's Maria here from We Move You. How are you?
Oh, hi there. Yes, I'm very well. I've actually been thinking about our conversation yesterday. You said that the total cost of the package with insurance would be around £2,000. Does that insurance cover everything?
It depends what you mean by everything. That's how much our silver package would cost. And as well as insurance for anything that gets broken or damaged, it also covers your costs if our delivery drivers are late getting to London.
Are there any other packages?
Yes, our economy cover is the same as silver, but without the cover for late arrival, and that would cost you around £1,800. Our premium package has the same insurance as silver, but on top of that, our removals team men come and pack all your things, put everything into boxes for you.
And that's the premium. I guess that's quite a benefit. How much is that?
It would be £2,500 for this job. So, shall we agree on the premium?
No, let's stick with silver. I'll have plenty of time to do the packing. Actually, I've been looking at some reviews of your company online. Generally very good. The thing that seems to impress most people is the cost.
Well, yes, I think most people are surprised by our low prices. Others believe that our level of customer care is the best thing about us. And I've also seen some reviews where people are most impressed by how quickly we complete the job. I agree with everything they say, of course, but I'm probably most proud of our reputation for customer care and satisfaction.
Great. Well, I think that's everything. Oh, one final question. Once I make the booking, will I have to pay more if I need to make any changes?
In most cases, there's nothing extra that you'll need to pay once your initial payment is completed, unless, that is, you decide to cancel the booking completely. In that case, there will be a charge of 10% of the total fee if you cancel less than 15 days before the date of the move. And if you need to move the date for any reason, we'll usually do that for a very low cost.
Fantastic.
Great. Well, I think I'm ready to book.
Track 6. In this first part of the exam, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about where you live. Do you live in a house or an apartment?
Apartment. It's a small apartment in the centre of my hometown,
but it's still bigger than the apartment I live in now. My apartment now is just one room, really. I used to live in a huge apartment, but it was my parents' apartment, and it was time for me to go to university. I left, found a place, and that's the apartment where I live now.
What do you like about the area where you live?
I used to live in Guangzhou, the capital city of Guangdong province in southeastern China. Once an important stop-off point on the Maritime Silk Road, Guangzhou maintains to this day its importance as a major port and transportation hub.
Do you often visit parks in your city?
Actually, I have gone to my local park last week. I've really enjoyed it. I have a friend. He never been to my town. So yesterday, we have decided to go together next week. We will go on next Tuesday, I think. As soon as we will finish class, we will go.
Track 7.
So, I'm going to tell you about a town in the Lake District, which is a beautiful region in the northwest of England, pretty close to the border of Scotland. There are dozens of fantastic little villages and towns there, but the one that tops the rest is called Windermere. It sits on a huge lake and is surrounded by hills, trees and rocks. I've been lots of times already, and I can't wait to go back. As soon as I finish the second semester at university, I'm going to head up there again. Being far up in the north, as you can imagine, it can get pretty cold in Windermere, particularly in winter. Too cold for some. Having said that, there's a real stark beauty to the town at that time, when your breath comes out like mist and the streets get white with the snow that falls. Summer is the opposite extreme. It can actually get pretty warm, comfortable enough to wear just a t-shirt and shorts. But if you wanted to visit at that time, you'd have to get yourself prepared for all the tourists. Other times, autumn is pretty, I've been told, but I tend to visit in spring. I go every year. Just me. I have to say that I generally prefer not to go with anyone else. For one thing, you can make friends really easily if you stay in a hostel. There are young people from all over the world who make it their mission to spend a few days or a week there. As I say, it's an ideal place to go hiking or hill walking. So that's the priority for me and for hundreds of others. There's also a really interesting variety of independent local shops, selling everything from cheap souvenirs to galleries full of extremely expensive art. When I go back, I'm going to do what I always do: browse through the shops after a long day walking in the countryside.
Track 8. Answer 1.
For a number of reasons. Often I think because they are exhausted. Capital cities in particular can be very demanding places to live. The noise, the traffic, the cost of living. And people often grow tired of all that. It's just too over the top for some. They start to feel drawn to the peace and quiet that rural life might be able to give them. Generally speaking, though, I do think that it's the case that younger people, people like me, are more drawn to that vibrant city lifestyle. As soon as you get older and have a family, you start thinking it's time to move.
Answer 2.
Well, one possibility that I can foresee is that buildings will keep getting taller and taller. This has been going on for some time, all over the world, and so many people now are moving to the city. Unless this changes, We're going to need more and more homes for everyone. We might even see a 500-story skyscraper one day. That might sound ridiculous now, but cities are likely to keep expanding at the rate they are currently. So there will be no other option that I can think of.
Answer 3.
Oh, I think that would be a bit of a disaster, to be honest. Insisting that everyone uses public transport could create more problems than currently exist. Fine, if you were just visiting the city, it probably wouldn't bother you too much. But if you were a resident there... Then again, the streets would be safer for pedestrians. And it might do something about the levels of pollution. I do think it is bound to happen, to be honest. So, as long as people are happy to use buses and bikes instead of their cars, life will continue as normal.
Answer 4.
I can understand why people want a huge, old-fashioned house. In a similar way to living in the middle of the bright lights of the big city, there's something quite romantic about it. Having said that, I do think it depends on your age. Most people of my age, for example, prefer the idea of coming home to a smart, modern apartment every day, high up in the sky, overlooking the city. Well, it just sounds amazing. Providing I make enough money, I'll definitely be on a top floor myself one day.
Answer 5.
Well, in the old days, your whole life was in one place. You married someone from the same town, you had a job in the same village, and your family stayed around you. In some places, life is still like that. People only need to go next door or downstairs to see their parents, for example. But after people were given the opportunity to move around from one town to another, on trains or even aeroplanes, the traditional family unit started to change, I think. And people are now much more spread out. Not just nationally, but internationally. By the time I'm a grandparent, I think it will be even more different.
Track 9. A.
As long as people are happy to use buses and bikes instead of their cars, life will continue as normal.
B.
By the time I'm a grandparent, I think it will be even more different.
C.
Providing I make enough money, I'll definitely be on a top floor myself one day.
D.
As soon as you get older and have a family, you start thinking it's time to move.
E.
Unless this changes, we're going to need more and more homes for everyone.
Track 10, Recording 1.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the tour today. It's great to see that so many people out there are as fascinated as I am by the astonishing achievements of our great Olympic athletes. My name is Tom, and I'll be taking you through the exhibition and pointing out particular areas of interest. We'll begin with a bang, with many people's favourite event, the men's 100-metre sprint.
Recording 2.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your introductory science lecture. We'll begin the course by looking at some of the most vital discoveries in medical history. Why would I do this? Why, when so much of science is about looking into the future? Well, if it wasn't for the discovery in 1928 of penicillin...
Recording 3.
Good evening, Camgate Sports Centre. How can I help?
Oh, hello. I'm ringing to inquire about some of the classes you run. I've just moved into the area and I'd like to find out more.
Of course. Is there a particular day or class you're interested in?
Yes. I was wondering if you have any aerobics classes.